Welcome to our Advent Reflections. This year, we're relating the gospel to popular culture by looking at the movies. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network, and I'm talking to Father Peter Malone from the Cygnus Film Desk. Cygnus is the World Catholic Association for Communication. First week of Advent, Sunday. Now, we're looking at the film The Beach today, and Peter is joining us from totally the other side of the world, from Melbourne in Australia, via Skype. So, first of all, Peter, why The Beach?
Well, this was one of the first Gospels I ever had to think about to find a film, and The Beach had just come out. And with its picture of this society hidden away in Thailand, trying to be idealistic, but actually human nature being what it is, pessimistically somewhat, the whole thing collapses. And so they're in a state of chaos, and one might say they're in a kind of Advent situation, wanting some kind of salvation, even from themselves. And in the Gospel, Jesus talks about the time of Noah, that time of chaos and the deluge and the flood coming. And while people were wiped out, only those who were faithful were saved. So in a sense, it's a kind of Advent parable, I suppose.
As a film, it was kind of mediocre, would it be fair to say? It didn't really hit the heights as such for a blockbuster.
I'm not so sure. I've got quite a lot of time for The Beach. I think that after Titanic, Leonardo DiCaprio was expected to do all kinds of things, and somehow or other he fell off the perch a little bit. But in retrospect, I think it's quite a good film. Tilda Swinton is there. Very interesting example of the leader of a community who actually is self-centered and potentially destructive. And the film was directed by Danny Boyle, whom we know now, of course, for Slumdog Millionaire. But he made so many films in those days, and I think that he was trying to explore some of these Advent-like themes about what it is to be human, what it is to be sinful, and what it is to be hopeful for some kind of redemption.
You see, she's on an island. And the island is perfect. I mean real perfection.
They told us, no more people.
What's happened to you?
Now you all go home, understand?
This is our house. We built it with our own hands, and we are not leaving.
Is it the case that what starts off as a sort of hidden paradise where one imposes an idealistic structure, that it always goes a bit anarchistic, sort of the corruption of power, that sort of thing?
It is. I suppose it's also an image of Eden when you come to think of it, that there's a kind of Eden-like paradise mentality, but somehow or other, whoever the tempter is, whatever the tempter is, there's always something evil in the Garden of Eden, and that means some kind of being thrust out onto one's own resources and, as I say, the need for hope and redemption.
Now, it's been many years since I've seen this film, I'll confess that right now. I don't remember too much redemptive about it.
No, it finishes quite pessimistically, and to that extent, it's only a parable rather than an exact allegory, I suppose, of Advent. In a sense, the Advent question is, when will salvation come? We know the answer, but a whole lot of people live, one might say, in that Advent kind of longing and hope, even when it doesn't come.